We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at NissanUSA.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good to your job. They're called skills, and CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples, learn what recruiters are looking for, search salaries, and view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that strives to know at least a little bit more about history every day. I'm Gabe Lousier, and today we're exploring the founding of a proud American institution, the U.S. Naval Academy. The day was October 10th, 1845. The United States Naval Academy opened its doors in Annapolis, Maryland, with a class of 50 midshipmen and 7 professors. The Naval School, as it was originally known, was established without the aid of congressional funding and was located at a 10-acre army base known as Fort Severn. At this elite training school, naval cadets learned the skills and discipline needed to serve their country as officers of the sea services, including the U.S. Navy and the U.S. Marine Corps. The idea for a dedicated naval academy dates back to 1825, when President John Quincy Adams urged Congress to establish such a school, quote, for the formation of scientific and accomplished officers. His proposal ultimately went ignored until 20 years later, but there was one ill-fated attempt to start a training school before the one in Annapolis. In September of 1842, an American brig called the USS Summers set sail from the Brooklyn Navy Yard. It was a school ship intended for the training of teenage naval volunteers, with the hope that the experience would inspire them to join the Navy full-time. Unfortunately, the young apprentices proved less disciplined than the officers had hoped. Eventually, the crew's behavior got so out of hand that a court inquiry was held aboard the ship. It was determined that a midshipman and his 2 chief conspirators were guilty of, quote, a determined attempt to commit mutiny. In a disturbing outcome, the 3 crewmen were hanged from the ship's yardarm. As you might expect, this incident put an end to the idea of sending midshipmen directly out to sea to get a hands-on education. As the troubling news of the Summers' mutiny spread across the country, President Adams' old idea for a naval academy started to sound pretty good. 3 years later, the Secretary of the Navy, George Bancroft, helped establish a proper naval school in Annapolis. It was reported that he chose the location because it was healthy and secluded, which would help the midshipmen avoid what he called, quote, the temptations and distractions that necessarily connect with a large and populous city. The school's original curriculum included English, French, natural philosophy, chemistry, gunnery, mathematics, and navigation. In 1850, the naval school changed its name to the United States Naval Academy and became more of a full-fledged college. A new curriculum was adapted, requiring students to study there for 4 years and to receive practical training aboard ships each summer. In 1933, the school began awarding bachelor's of science degrees, fulfilling President Adams' wish for a naval school that would create scientific officers. That approach, with some alterations, is still in use at the academy today. The school itself also changed over the years. The 10-acre campus was gradually expanded to over 300 acres, and the original wooden structures of Fort Severn were replaced with modern granite buildings. The student body changed as well, especially in 1976, when the academy accepted its first female students. Today, women comprise about 20% of the school's first-year class. Even though the Naval Academy is a college, its admissions process works differently than most. In order to apply, you have to be nominated by a U.S. representative or senator from your district. The acceptance committee is very selective, too. But once you're in, the Navy pays your tuition in full. In addition to an education and a naval career, students also gain access to the Academy's unique culture and traditions. For example, at the end of their first year, freshman students, or plebes, must construct a human pyramid in order to scale a greased monument and place an upperclassman's hat on top. The idea is to foster teamwork and perseverance in the rising class, and all for the low cost of 50 pounds of vegetable shortening. The Naval Academy is also believed to have originated one of the most famous school traditions of all, the graduation hat toss. The story goes that back in 1912, the Navy gave out officers' hats at graduation for the very first time. Since the graduates no longer needed the midshipmen's caps they'd worn the last 4 years, they simply tossed the old hats up into the air. The practice stuck around, and eventually students at other schools heard about it and started doing the same. Of course, one of the biggest traditions at the Naval Academy is its annual football game against the Army cadets of the United States Military Academy. The friendly rivalry began in 1890 and has only gotten more heated in the years since. Case in point, the motto, "Beat Army," is actually stamped onto the weights in the Naval Academy's weight room. Lastly, as a native Marylander and graduate of St. John's College in Annapolis, I'd be remiss if I didn't also mention the friendly rivalry between the Naval Academy and my own alma mater. In case you've never heard of it, St. John's follows a curriculum focused on the great books of Western civilization, and all of its classes are discussion-based. Needless to say, the liberal arts school stands in stark contrast to the Naval Academy down the street, and students on both campuses are well aware of the differences. Some have gone so far as to compare the schools to the ancient Greek city-states of Athens and Sparta, though that's a bit of an exaggeration. According to legend, though, a rivalry between the two colleges began in 1982, when the commandant of the U.S. Naval Academy was bragging to a St. John's freshman that the midshipmen could beat the Johnnies at any sport, just name it. The St. John's student's reply was, "What about croquet?" Soon after, a match was set up as a way to improve relations between the two schools, and the croquet tradition has been upheld nearly every year since. As of 2021, St. John's College has won the Annapolis Cup 30 out of 37 times. So to borrow a popular phrase from the U.S. Military Academy, beat Navy. I'm Gabe Lussier, and hopefully you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. If you liked what you heard, you can keep up with the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
We all can't help but wonder what adventure lies just over the next ridge. A Nissan Rogue, Nissan Pathfinder, or Nissan Armada will take you there. If you're taking on your adventure in a new 2024 Nissan Rogue, class-exclusive Google built-in is your always-updating assistant to call on for almost anything. Google Assistant, Google Maps, and Google Play Store are built right into the 12.3-inch HD touchscreen infotainment system of the 2024 Nissan Rogue. Nissan's SUV has the capabilities to take you where you want to go. Learn more at nissanusa.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.